Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. On this program, again, we will continue to discuss the verses of the opening surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. We first listen to these glorious verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the previous session, we discussed the first verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And today we will begin the explanation of the second verse of this glorious surah. The second verse of this surah recites, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which has been translated to, All praise belongs to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. What does that mean? What does all of that mean? As we know, praise is something that we do when we see something good. When we see a good deed, when we see a structure that's built beautifully, when we see beauty, when we see glory, when we see any of that, when you see a very, very beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran, you begin to praise that person. When you see a beautiful structure, you praise the person that has built that structure. When you see an individual, an athlete, playing sports better than the rest, you begin to praise that person. So in all these cases, we praise the individual who's performing this action in that very nice and glorious way. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What that means is that if I praise a scholar for the knowledge he has, that praise actually belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I praise a person with a good voice for such a good performance in reciting the Holy Quran or reciting poetry about the Ahlul Bayt or the likes of those, that praise really belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say a beautiful structure and I praise the person who built that structure, this verse teaches us that that praise truly belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the individual that built it. Not the scholar, not the one who recited the verses. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that deserves that praise. How is that so? Is this verse telling us not to praise the creation? Is that what the verse is telling us? Or is the meaning much deeper than that? In order to understand this verse, we need to look at our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to understand Allah and His creation, the relationship between Him and His creation. Let's look at ourselves first. Let's understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starting from His creation. Who are we? What is this creation? Where did the heavens and the earth come from? Where did all these beautiful trees and greenery, the beautiful planet that we have that is very, very glorious, where did all this come from? Where did this beautiful structure that enabled us to live on this planet on which no other planet human beings can live, or life is questionable at least that it would exist? What put all these conditions together? This sun at this size with the heat and the radiation it causes, and this exact distance that the earth has with the sun, and that tilt that it has creates four seasons, that very, very slight difference in that distance, which is caused by the tilt of the earth. Look at how that works, that it causes four seasons. We have below zero, 50, 60 degrees below zero, and in the summers we have 50, 60 degrees Celsius above zero. That temperature difference that gives us the four seasons is with that slight tilt that the earth has compared to the sun. That when it goes around that sun, it causes the four seasons. If it was any further away, the temperatures would have dropped much.